Hello, it's Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Jorge Machado, date of birth 6/26/1956, date of procedure January 4, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Golter, DO, referring physicians, Dr. Jorge Garayua. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with snare polypectomy, cold snare polypectomy, cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is weight loss, colon cancer screening, and description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, or the possibility of missing lesion, such as a malignancy, well explained to the patient, period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in a lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care, period. Well lubricated limbus video gastroscopes introduced into the esophagus, advanced into direct vision for the second portion of the lateral, period. Careful examination made of the coronal bulb, second portion of the lateral, stomach, G junction, esophagus, period. Electrical biopsy was obtained of the cardio, period. Air resection from the stomach for which all the scope period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position, period. A visual rectal exam was normal, period. A well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum in advance of the direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds, period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum, period, retroflexes, pain of the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was good with Boston bowel prep score of 7, 2-3-2. The patient had the procedure well without any complications, findings at upper endoscopy. There was an unremarkable esophagus with a regular Z-line at 38 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, there was duodenal bulb erythema, which was biopsied for histology. Next line, at the duodenal sweep, there appeared to be redundant erythematous raised mucosa that was biopsied for histology. Next line, the ampulla overall appeared unremarkable. There was noted to be raised erythematous tissue adjacent to the ampulla that was biopsied for histology. Next line, at colonoscopy, there was a diminutive sessile polyp fecal diminutive polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a approximately 10 millimeter sessile splenic flexure polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a approximately 7 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 3 hepatic flexure sessile polyps. 2 were removed with cold snare polypectomy. These were approximately 6 to 7 millimeters in size, and one was diminutive and normal with cold biopsy. Call back to me next line. There were two transverse colon, approximately 6 millimeter sessile polyps, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was another descending colon, approximately 7 millimeter sessile polyps, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were two diminutive sigmoid colon polyps, removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. And there were approximately 7 rectal polyps that were hypoplastic appearing, removed with a combination of cold biopsy and cold snare polypectomy, ranging in size from 3 millimeters to 6 millimeters. Next line. Grade 1 internal hemorrhoids were noted on retroflexion. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year pending path. Next line, if there is evidence of any abnormality to the mucosa in the duodenum, would recommend endoscopic ultrasound for further evaluation. Next time, follow up in office as previously scheduled.